Welcome everybody to my talk. So today I'm going to talk about map array and what map array is aiming for. So we are going to fix the missing wheel of the planet. So what is map array? So map array is a platform that aims to do cloud source street view using smartphone and computer vision techniques. So the idea is that we create convenient ways to capture images using smartphones. So you can try to capture images while you are walking, also when you are biking, but just be careful so that you look at the road and don't crash the bike. And also when you are driving your car. So you can put the rig on the car and stitch your smartphone on the rig so that our app will take pictures every 2 seconds. And also you can take panorama images. And what you need to do after all this is that you press one button on the app and all the images will be automatically uploaded to our server, being processed, and then show it in our web viewer so you can view the images later on. I'm going to show you how the images look like afterwards. So, for example, if you go to our website and then you search for Venice Beach, which is in Los Angeles, so we have two dedicated mappers, which are two of our co-founders. They went there for vacation because one of our co-founders lives in LA. So it took them more or less 2 hours to map these areas, which is specified by the blue lines on the map. So if you click onto one of the blue lines, you will see the images that they have taken along those lines. And then you can also see the navigation bars, which is a little bit similar to what Google has nowadays. So you can actually navigate through the sequences. So to see this in action, so you can actually scrub through the sequences like this. So you're moving forward. And you can also turn around based on the direction the phone is pointing towards. So currently our users are amazing and they're super engaged. So this is one of the examples that one of our regular users, he went out in the neighborhood he lived in and then he tried to map every other day or something like that. So after 2 weeks, and then almost the whole area is mapped, which is covered by the blue line specified here, you can see. So one of the good things about MapArray is that all the images that are taken under the MapArray apps or uploaded, if you agree to upload through that MapArray license, they're freely available by the CC by SA license. So it means that all the versions, all the photo versions that are available on our website or through our API, they are under the same license. And you can see more of the detailed information about the license on our legal page there. So besides CC by SA license, for OpenStreetMap, we have special rights as well. So you can actually try to derive data from the images. For example, you can derive the street number, the street name, and also maybe you want to see whether the road is in repair or something like that. For example, this is what's going on here in Karlsruhe. So all this metadata you can derive freely from metadata from photos if you are using it for OpenStreetMap. And what's more, you can also use the GPS tracks freely as well from the photos. So I'm going to explain a little bit what's going on behind the scene with our platform. So it's divided into three steps. The first one is capture, and the second one is data processing, and the third one is to present the data on our viewer. So if you look at the first part, so nowadays we have a different version of the app available on Windows, Android, and Apple, iOS devices. And You can also upload the pictures for our manual web uploader. I will explain that a little bit more in the following slides. So after you take the pictures, you can upload the pictures through our API, and then we'll process the images for you. So what we do there, which I will also explain a bit later, is one of them is to protect privacy. So we detect faces and license plates, and then we blur those patches on the images. And we also extract some metadata from the images as well. So after this, we are going to present the images onto the web viewer we had on the website. So in what is in our plan is that we are going to extend the apps to different other mobile platforms like Kindle and Jora. So actually now it's already available on Kindle. So this is kind of an old slide. And we also want to allow users to upload pictures taken from GoPro as well. And also we want to extend the processing pipeline so that if you have your own processing pipeline, you can integrate that into the system. And viewer-wise, we will allow users to use the data for their own GIS system or their own native viewer. Yeah, so the other thing I want to talk about is to give an example on how to make the capturing process as efficient as possible. So one of the example is that what we have tried is that in Malmo in Sweden, that we went onto a bus and then we put the phone near the window of the bus and then we stay with the bus for half an hour, and that will take 1,000 images around within approximately 30 minutes. And then you can see the sequence of the image on the right. So it's going around the city. So the other way is that you can mount your phone onto your bike as well. So you can use any of the action cameras like GoPro camera or the new Garmin Verb camera. And then you can use the riding mode, which will take pictures every 2 seconds. And then you can use our manual uploader to upload all the pictures afterwards. Even though you are not using our apps, you can still contribute the pictures into MapQuery in that way. So I'm going to explain a little bit what is the manual uploader besides the apps. So basically, any camera or any other devices that can take pictures along with geotag information can be uploaded to MapQuery. So the good thing about this, using our manual uploader, is that you can actually, for example, you are taking the pictures with your phone, but you don't have Wi-Fi to upload the images at the moment, but your phone is running out of storage, then you can actually move your photos from the phone to your computer to release the storage, and then you can upload later on. Or you can filter bad images on your computer, which is much easier than you will have done on a mobile phone. So, for example, we have done it for the bus sequences that we have captured, because there are so many, and some of the pictures are towards the sun, and then it's overexposed. So we have to do some filtering, easy filtering on that way. And then you can also upload other geotag images, as I said, from other action cameras like GoPro or Garmin Verb, for example. So there are two options that you can use. One is use our web uploader. So it's quite easy to use. You just choose the images that you want to upload. So currently, the necessary information for the images allow you that the minimum information that's needed to upload to MapQuery is the GPS positions, the compass direction of the image, and also the orientation of the images so that we know that whether it's upside down or turning 90 degrees or something like that. So also the capture date so that we can keep track of the day when you capture the images. That can be a good metadata to have. So otherwise, you can also use a Python script to upload all the images, which is also super easy to use. So it's available on GitHub. So if you try to Google MapBeery in GitHub, you will see the script available there. And then I'll talk about a little bit in details what we have done with the image processing. So one thing we have done is that we try to match images. So the reason of doing this, one is that to enrich the navigation effects, as I will show you later on. So we actually match the local feature points. As you can see, these are two images taken from different angles. We extract point features on different images, then we try to match them based on also geometric relationship between the two images using computer vision. And the other thing we do is that we try to detect and blur faces, the same thing we have done for license plates on a car. So one thing we are working on is that we will try to stitch the images so that we will enrich the browser experience. So we stitch the images so you can get a 360 degree experience if you are taking the pictures in that way. And then we also straighten the images. So if you are taking pictures with a GoPro, there will be distortion. So as you can see from the image on the left, the straight line is not straight because it's a wide-angle camera. So using image analysis, we can actually calibrate the image, find out the distortion parameter, then we straighten the images automatically based on the metadata saved in the image. So I talked about how we were using the match information. It's like you can see that the photos are matched to each other, and they are transformed based on their geometric relation. So with this, we can actually enable this kind of navigation effect. So one image is stitched onto the other image, and then you can navigate like this kind of synthetic 3D effects so that you can get a better feeling of the environment. So it's not fully 3D, but it's an add-on, so that by doing this kind of match, you actually gain this kind of effects by doing the transformation. So the next thing I've talked about is the editor, which is necessary since the data we collected is not perfect. So we allow the user to go in and edit the data, much like what OSM is doing nowadays. So basically, any registered user can edit the GPS tracks. So as you can see, there's a track taken by user on the top, and you can clearly see the GPS are off. So what you can do is to use our editor, so you can just move around the markers to put them onto the correct position, like onto the correct path of the street. So the other thing, so as you know, as I said, that we have done blurring, but the blurring is a kind of, it's not a perfect detector that we are having now. So we were confused because sometimes the window of a building looks like a license plate sometimes. So what we do is that we give the freedom to a user to correct this kind of mistake made by the machine. So as you can see, you can actually go into a picture. And yes, so this is the blur edit mode. So you can try to edit the blur in this way. Okay, so you will see that there is a rectangle that's detected by the machine, which is wrong. You can remove it if you want. And also the machine missed a small license plate on the car. You can edit the rectangle afterwards. And you can send a request, and then we will look at the request and approve or reject the change set. So we also allow the users to integrate our viewer onto their website as well. So just to make this super easy to integrate onto any site, So here's one of the example. So here's the, if you remember, we run the bus, and then we take sequences of images on different bus routes in Sweden. So you can see that this is one of the bus routes. So you can go and navigate. And this is a widget, so you can actually put it onto your website. So it's independent of our homepage. So you can do all the things that is available on our website. Yeah. So coverage-wise, so we just passed 1 million photos last week. So now we have 1,047,000-ish photos. And I don't know how to read this meters. And it's 26 million meters that we have mapped. The users of Mapper have mapped. As we are in Germany, so another data point is that Germany actually have the most coverage now nowadays in Mapperary. So if you remember, we have around 1 million photos, and we have 371,000 of them are from Germany. So you should go out and try our apps. So it's available in many platforms, as I said, so iOS, Android, Windows Phone, and Amazon Store. So you're very welcome to report issues. So we will try to respond to your request as soon as possible, as we are a small team only with 4 people. But issues are always welcome. And you can also try our API. So you can try to fetch the images and try to derive metadata for OpenStreetMap, for example. And then you can also try our integration of widgets from if you look at, there are some examples that you can look at. And also, one of our users has also developed a script so that you can actually export the GPS tracks from Mapperary to Zosim, I think. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions? Lots of questions, actually. Okay.
What is possible to do with your API?
So now you can fetch a different version of the pictures from. You can also do query like a bounding box. You can fetch the images within the bounding box, and things like that.
And how to earn money? Is it?
Yes, so one of our business model is that it's like GitHub. So if you want to create a private project and keep the images private, so you have to, then you can, basically you pay a private account fee for that. That's one of our business models.
Just very briefly, the Creative Commons license that applies to the images for reuse, and it's an attribution license. So are they attributing the original contributor, or are they attributing you?
I think it's Mapperary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a point in uploading photos taken in mapping party, photos from signs, plates, and... not of the street, but of basically signs at shops and street names.
What do you mean? I don't quite get the question.
Well, as I seen, Mapperary is mostly used for panoramas from center of the street. But okay. When I'm mapping, collecting data for a map, I make photos of signs, of shop names, opening hours, and so close-ups. Is there a point of uploading such photos to Mapperary?
So
what's your question?
The question.
Should I upload close-ups of plates and signs to Mapperary? Close-up photos.
Yes, that's a much needed feature. We are going to add that. So you can actually enlarge the images so that you can read the information more clearly. Yes.
So I have my own question, but I also want to, I want you to understand his question, which is that when we mappers go out and collect data, we don't take pictures of the street, you know, like you would in a car. We take pictures of close-ups of signs to get the names. Yes. We take pictures of the opening hours or the menus or things like that that we're going to use to reference later. So that was his question. My question is, so I want you to answer that, but I want to answer my own question is, if I upload to Mapillary using your app, can I then download my pictures back in mass, or do I have to, or are they sort of now part of the Mapillary cloud? And
yes, that's a tricky one. That about this legal thing, I think as the user, so if you read our legal terms, maybe you get more information about that.
I've been using Mapillary the past weeks, and the upload process is very slow. Is it something you're going to improve quickly?
Yes, we are improving on that. The storing part is that since if you have remembered that we have doing this image matching, and that is the current bottleneck. We have some techniques to speed that up. So whenever you saw one image saying that image in processing, that's because the matching have.
I imagine the processing takes time.
Yep. But
the upload from my application, it's very long.
You mean the change set you submitted?
Uploading my pictures. Send the picture to my Peter.
Could it be the Wi-Fi or?
No, it's I'm on a fast network.
Okay. So actually we prioritize the upload, so it should be quite fast, but maybe there is some time that our server is upgrading, then it takes some more time, because then the server is kind of down, so we have to fix that sometimes. That could be the reason. But it's good to know that you have this problem, then we will have that in mind. If you have ever experienced that again, just contact us and submit an issue there so that we can look into that.
Okay, I think two more questions maybe.
You said something about you need the compass direction.
Yes.
I've got a tablet without an integrated compass.
Yeah.
And I've got a smartphone with compass, but it doesn't really give the direction, an estimate, so to say. Yeah. Further, a magnetic direction might differ significantly from true direction. So what can I use the tablet without compass, or how do you handle it?
Yes, so one of the possibility is that you preset all the compass direction to zero, for example, then you edit the compass direction after you upload the picture. That would take quite a lot of manual work, I suppose, but we have a function that if you're taking straightforward images so that you are moving forward, we can actually correct the whole sequence together automatically so that you can say that how much degree it is off against the direction you are moving, something like that. So if you are moving forward, then it follows the direction you are moving. So you can do this editing by just like one edit instead of edit all the individual images.
Okay, one very last quick question.
Are you aware of the Open Street View project,
yes,
which was set up a few years ago,
yes,
with similar principles?
Yes, I'm aware of Open Street View. Yes, and
would it be possible to work with them to import the images that they already have, possibly?
Yes, actually, not improving. Maybe importing some of the images or if it's allowed by the original creator of OpenStreamView, we can have some collaboration so that we can transport the data to MapPillary. And then, yeah, having more images is always helpful, so you can extract more metadata and combine the MapPillary images with the OpenStreetView images, for example. That can be an option, but
okay, that's all now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.